Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast titled The Fragrance of Spring, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. An ancient clump of lilacs growing beside a country road or in a clearing often hides the crumpled foundation of the old farmhouse it once beautified. The common lilac, Syringa vulgaris, originated in Eastern Europe and was brought here by the earliest settlers. Lilacs, the fragrance of spring, were always planted where the perfume of their sparkling white, lavender, or dark purple flowers could be enjoyed. They graced entranceways and were planted under bedroom windows, next to porches, and in long rows called lilac walks. The American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who was born in 1807 and died in 1882, adored the beauty and fragrance of lilac so much that he wrote, "I shall not go to town while the lilacs bloom." A little sun, a little soil, a little rain, and a little toil is an old verse that describes the ease of growing and caring for lilacs. They literally will live for centuries. The oldest living lilacs in America were planted in 1750 and reside in New Hampshire at the Governor Wentworth Estate in Portsmouth. Lilacs prefer full sun and deep, well-drained soil that is not too acidic. An occasional scattering of wood ash or bone meal is all that is needed to keep them growing and flowering. Too much fertilizer, especially with high nitrogen, may cause lilacs to bloom sparsely or not at all, so steer clear of lilacs when spreading fertilizer on your grass. The French started hybridizing lilacs in the late 1700s by crossing European lilacs with Asian varieties. Today, there are hundreds of lilac varieties in colors that encompass blues, pinks, reds, purples, white, and creamy yellow. A two-tone variety called Sensation is purple with a white edge. Although hybrid blooms are often larger than those of their common cousins, most are considered to have traded flower size for fragrance. Hybridizing has produced some lilacs that bloom earlier in the spring than the common kind do, and many that bloom much later. By planting several varieties, you could have up to 2 months of lilac season. It's a good thing that Longfellow didn't have the choices we have today, or he might never have made it to town.